about to enter the home of one Kenneth Reed. And here we go. We just came in the front door. And to my right is a wall with coats hanging on it. To my left is a rack containing a little bookcase. It's a little bookcase containing many CDs. I don't know how many there are in here. And I'm in the living room. And this is our living space. This is another rack containing. We got these racks from IKEA. Another rack containing a TV set. Some cable boxes, some VCRs, I got a mini disc deck down here, which I don't use that often anymore, but I should use it more often. And one of these neat Onkyo tape recorder, a cassette recorder decks, the best one I've ever had. And below that is a DVD recorder. It's a light-on. Works pretty well. And on beyond this is another rack. Another bookcase with records in it. These are vinyl records this time. And I don't know how many I have of those. Probably about 150 or so of them. Some of them I've taken off and made CDs. Going on down past some other junk, treadmill, and more stuff, another bookcase. Going around to my right now. I started turning to my left, now I'm at the other wall, going to my right. And this is another bookcase containing just some more books. My wife Cheryl, she reads a lot of books. And some paper, Christmas paper. She does jewelry also, and she has a lot of jewelry equipment. Just past the there's a futon over here, which I can't get to. There's so much stuff on it. We take care of a baby, granddaughter Jasmine. She has a lot of stuff in this room too. So this is the wall between kitchen, and these are two chairs, two big lounge chairs, leather lounge chairs. And between them is some more, another little bookcase I used to keep CDs in. Now it just has my telephone on it and some other tapes and videotapes and things. Now we're in the dining room part of it. The dining room is just a little area. It's not a walled-in area, it's just a little area. There's a table here. And, let's see. Around the table, there's a freezer, a washing machine, apartment size washing machine that she can roll into the kitchen and fire it up, and a microwave oven, because we didn't have room for it in the kitchen. You'll see why in a minute. And one of these Martha Stewart carts that the microwave is on. And that's a vase, a glass vase. So now we're coming to the kitchen. And we're in the kitchen now, and as you can see, they didn't nail the floor down right. They didn't glue the floor tiles down. So anyway, to my left is a stove. To my right is a counter with a sink on it. And if this sink, if neither the stove or the sink were here, the kitchen would be 8x8. So you can see I've got about 3 feet of space, walking space to walk in. And the kitchen is 8 feet long. And usual stuff, cupboards, refrigerator. There's a refrigerator right there. Just as you go out of the kitchen, you see the refrigerator. Now we're out of the kitchen into a hall. Now, this hall runs from the living room back to the back bathroom, and on the left of it is closet space. Here's the pantry space, and there's two clothes closets. We're going down the hall into the first room we've passed is going to be the computer room. We are in the computer room now, and turn right, and you have a turntable here that I use to make CDs from vinyl. And this is the old computer. Well, not an old computer, it's a new computer actually. And we have it on an IKEA table also. And there's just cassette recorders and my FM transmitter that I use, and my up here on the top shelf is the router and the whatchamacallit, the modem, cable modem, stuff like that. And this is the computer. Here's how quiet it is. You can just barely hear it. And I have an external deck talk.
It's 9:50 a.m.
And going around to our right, there's a keyboard. Okay. There's a keyboard. And going around there, going around to my right again, is, oh, I see a fan here. And then you get to my wife's computer, which used to be my old computer, which is a AMD type computer, also AMD board. It was shop made. And there's a file cabinet here. And we're coming out of the room now. Some more buckets, these Rubbermaid containers that you put stuff in when you get ready to move. Here's a monitor, television monitor, computer monitor. And coming out of here, back in the hallway again, and there's a bathroom right here. Nothing special about it except with the exhaust fan going on here, which I'll turn off. Okay, there's the exhaust fan coming out of there. And this is the bedroom. And the bedroom is some more TV equipment. We just got a whatchamacallit, liquid crystal TV. Very nice. It's only about 3 inches deep, and it's a small one, the 15-inch screen. And it sounds very good. I'm surprised how good it sounds. And there's a Radio Shack special, Radio Shack amplifier, a little amplifier that I use to with the TV sometimes. And I've got these little Radio Shack black aluminum speakers. I'm surprised how good they sound. They're about, I would say, six, looks like it's about 6 inches tall and 5 inches wide, and probably about, I would say, probably 4 inches thick. They're made of aluminum, cast aluminum. They sound very good. Around $55 if you buy them new. I got these on sale. Good deal. Oh, that noise you hear right now is the air cleaner. I just passed the air cleaner. And this is my dresser. And there's another bathroom. Quietest place in the house because there's no exhaust fan going. You can see that. And there's only little wind. This is where I made the comparison when I did the comparison for noise sake. So coming out of here, And on my dresser, nightstand I should say, is a Sea Crane radio, which I like very well. Sea Crane, I just got a new one. It's a Grundig. It's really nice. It's a portable, but that's a Sea Crane. I haven't cranked up the I'm showing you the Grundig yet. I'll talk about it some other time, I guess. So we're coming out of here, and let's go back in the computer room again. Actually, see, one wall of the computer room is the back wall of the kitchen, and the computer room goes past the kitchen, because the computer room is very long. It goes about, I would say, 6 feet past the kitchen. So as you can see, the living room, the back wall of the dining room, the back wall of the dining room, it shares part of this wall. You get it? Because half of this room has the wall of the kitchen, and the other half of the room has the wall of the back dining room. So that's how long the room is going to be. And I always say, when you move into a new house, measure very carefully what you have in your old house, so you know you have plenty of room, because it can be a big mess if you sign on for something that you don't have room for. You can be throwing out stuff and carrying on. All kinds of stuff. Well, you gotta be careful about moving. I'm sure you measure everything very carefully. So, I guess that's about all I can tell you about this place. It's a nice small place for two people to live in. And if you didn't have a computer room, you could put another couple of people in here, I suppose. Well, I can be reached by the on the BCT list, and the address is kvreed905@cox.net. Everybody, have a good time. Enjoy your computers, and keep listening to BCT.